Hey everyone, this is the inaugural edition of my first of two spin-off podcasts of The Farsighted. This one is called Drive All Night. As you just listened to one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite bands from the 90s. They were around up until a few years ago, and they probably do reunions every now and again in Massachusetts, where they're from. That's Piebald, and the song is called Location Is Everything. It's about driving all night, listening to music, and I do that, not really all night anymore, but I drive around a lot for work, and because I drive around a lot, I listen to a lot of music, but I also listen to a lot of podcasts, which is what got me into podcasting in the first place. I first listened to a friend's podcast called Cinepunks, and from there, it kind of just blew up. I probably have 20 to 25 podcasts I subscribe to these days. I listen to at least 10 of them very regularly. And sometimes I actually am caught up with all the ones I like to the point where I have to look for new ones. Because I do drive around a lot. And I like listening to podcasts. I like hearing what people have to say. So because of that, I decided one of these podcast spinoffs, and this is going to be a short one, going to probably be a 15, 20 minutes, or maybe even a little longer, but not much. Hopefully in the every week, every other week vein, to highlight some of my favorite podcasts and what they've been talking about. I'm going to try to have some interviews and guests who are podcasters come on. As you know, if you've listened to The Farsighted, I've had a few other people who run podcasts on that podcast already. But I might revisit some of those guests and hopefully get some new ones. So this is just our introduction episode. I'm going to go ahead and talk about a couple of my favorite podcasts and play you a couple little clips from them just to give you a little taste of what they're about.
No budget nightmares. Budget nightmares, ooh, ooh, ooh. If you got just a little money but a whole lot of heart, Doug and Mo will sit back and watch your art. It's their duty just doing their part. Now let's hear if they recommend it or not on No Budget Nightmares, ooh. No Budget Nightmares. No Budget Nightmares, ooh. Mo Porn and Doug Tilly. No Budget Nightmares. No Budget Nightmares.
So that is the theme song to No Budget Nightmares, one of my absolute favorite podcasts. Doug Tilly and Mo Porn talk about movies, specifically horror and genre movies, that have virtually no budget, micro budget, low budget, no budget type things. And it's a real lot of fun to listen to. Some of the stuff that they've covered, you've probably heard of if you're a cinephile or you're into movies, things like Things and Sledgehammer, some old 80s video movies shot on video. But there's a lot of stuff that they cover that there's no way in hell that you've heard of. Stuff that people make and put on YouTube, stuff that people make and distribute, everything from bad Ghostbusters unofficial sequels to, well, really just a little bit about everything. There's some of the most wacky stuff I've ever heard about. And one of the things that I love about the podcast is it helps me discern what movies I should go check out. And more often, it even helps me discern which movies I should never go check out. Their tastes are a little bit different than mine. For instance, they're big fans of the movie Sledgehammer when I listened to their podcast about it. I watched that during October on the request of Liam from Cinepunks, who I do a column of movie suggestions on a website called Synapse, where he gives me an assignment and I watch the movies and write about them. One of the movies he gave me for my horror list, he had me watch five different horror movies last month. One of them was Sledgehammer. which was it's known as kind of one of the early straight to or not straight to video, but shot on video movies in the 80s, and I thought it was awful. But if you listen to Mo and Doug talk about it, they're pretty big fans, it seems. One of their absolute favorite movies to talk about is a movie called Things. Something that I can't say I was the biggest fan of, but I was really happy I watched it. Just ridiculous. I believe they refer to it as Canucksploitation. So this is definitely a podcast you should check out. And they have a new episode out. I guess it came out a week or two ago. It's a ridiculous movie about Halloween called Hauntedween. It sounds incredibly awful, and it's really fun to hear them talk about it, and I'm relatively certain that I will never watch the movie. But here's a short clip from that episode, so you can hear a little bit about what this podcast is all about.
Bursts out of the barn in his van, and he starts driving through the field, and he even stops for a second to stab the wheels of the police cars so they can't catch up to him.
Yeah, right.
So this is Kurt's hero moment right now. He does what anyone would do in this situation. He reaches into a cop car, pulls a shotgun out of it, and starts running after the van.
What I want to know is, where's the cop?
I know!
Like, a cop car shows up, but they never once show a cop.
I like how they have a cop car with all the windows down and a gun with live ammunition just within reach.
Yeah.
So,
and then the other part that makes no sense is the part we're coming up to now.
Oh yes,
where then Kurt, our hirsute hero, takes off running after the van. And catches up with it.
So that was No Budget Nightmares. One of my top recommendations, and you'll hear them on this podcast. Hopefully you'll hear Doug and Mo, who I've had on my other podcast before on the Wes Craven episode, which you'll see linked here. But additionally, you'll just hear me reference some of their best episodes. Probably some archives, ones that I really enjoyed, and probably some new ones as they come out. So I'm actually going to highlight a second podcast that features Doug as well.
Eric Roberts is a fucking man. He's the greatest fucking actor since acting began. We should give him every medal, every trophy and award. He's the greatest fucking actor that you've ever seen or ever heard.
Eric Roberts, fucking man. Eric Roberts, the fucking man.
Eric Roberts is the fucking man. Eric Roberts is the fucking man. Eric Roberts is the fucking man. If there's anything that you can do, Eric Roberts fucking can.
Welcome to episode 13 of the Eric Roberts podcast, The Man Doesn't Want You to Hear. It's Eric Roberts is the fucking man, the comprehensive examination of the life, career, and works of actor Eric Roberts. I'm Doug Tilley, and with me, as always, is Mr. Todd Rigney, except not as always, Todd. I can't say that anymore, can I?
Yeah, I know. I missed one episode. I feel like such a loser.
I was sent dozens and dozens of messages.
Eric Roberts is the fucking man. Yeah, you heard. That is exactly the name of the podcast. They have a Twitter. They have a website, ericrobertsistheman.com. ERITFM at Twitter. Doug and now another co-host named Todd. I want to say Rigby. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I think that's right, Rigby. These guys like to talk about Eric Roberts movies, or not like to. They have made it one of their primary goals in life to watch every movie, TV show, everything that Eric Roberts is in, even music videos, which he's been in a lot. If you go to his IMDb page, you're going to see that this is a really ambitious task. Eric Roberts has been in a shit ton of stuff. The title of the podcast, Eric Roberts is the Fucking Man, comes from, I believe, a quote from his co-star in Pope of Greenwich Village. Big name actor whose name escapes me, and I'm going to feel like an ass for not remembering it. And I'll remember it as soon as I'm done recording, guaranteed. But that's okay, because Doug, the host of this and one of the hosts of No Budget Nightmares, he likes to make an ass out of himself pretty regularly, so maybe it's just fitting that I can't remember shit and make an ass out of myself right now. So this is another fantastic, fantastic podcast. Just fun times, worth listening to. It's just very entertaining. He has on guests. I've mentioned Liam from Cinepunks a few times already today, and he was a co-host when Todd couldn't make it on. And recently they had one of the guys from AV Club on, a fantastic interviewer and writer who's interviewed Eric Roberts before, named Will, another name that escapes me, a writer that I should probably check out because he was really fun to hear talk, and Doug speaks very highly of him. So here's a little clip from their most recent episode, and just check it out.
We need to say whether this performance in King of the Gypsies confirms or refutes the idea that Eric Roberts is the fucking man. Let's start with our guest, Will Harris. What do you think, Will? Fucking man or no?
Definitely fucking man. In fact, I would say that this is proof that he cemented the fucking man status straight out of the gate.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, which, again, is not to dispute whatever you might be feeling. Todd, how do you feel?
No, I agree. I think it was it's a pitch-perfect performance. He's the fucking man.
And he really is the man who has to carry King of the Gypsies, even though there are so many great performers in it. Really worth your while. I'm going to agree with both of the co-hosts today. I'll say you're both co-hosts, that Eric Roberts is indeed the fucking man. And this might be the beginnings. This might be the first glimpse that a lot of audiences had that he would evolve and continue to be the fucking man. King of the Gypsies from 1978. When we return, we're going to shift gears slightly. And by slightly, I mean completely, because we're going to move from this amazing drama from 1978 to Less Than Perfect, the pilot for the TV show Less Than Perfect. I think that Will has chosen this for a reason that I can't remember at all. But when we return from our break, we'll get into it. Let's talk Less Than Perfect right after this.
So those are two of my big suggestions this week. I could probably go on and on. I will give a little plug. By the weekend, you're probably listening to this late in the week or maybe even in the weekend. But by the weekend or early next week, I'm going to have my next Farsighted podcast up, music related, with a friend and musician named Brian Bullard. And then also a short interview that one of my writers for my website did with one of the guys from Bouncing Souls. And I'll talk a little bit about the Souls and what they mean to me on the intro, and maybe play a couple Souls songs, definitely play a couple of Brian songs, and probably introduce you to a couple of new tracks if you haven't heard them already from a band that I've talked to and covered before called Naive Sense, because they just put out their new album, and I definitely want to plug that. Pretty ruckus, hardcore stuff. So you'll hear that on my episode of The Farsighted. But like I said, this week I really wanted to plug those two podcasts for you to check out if you're into movies. If you're not into movies, then maybe this week wasn't the best suggestion for you. And again, since I mentioned Liam a bunch of times, I will say Liam O'Donnell and Josh Alvarez have a podcast called Cinepunks that is what got me into podcasting in the first place. So if my podcasts suck and you think they suck, it's their fault. And if you like them, it's their fault. They are awesome guys who are, as the title suggests, cinephiles and punks. They like punk rock in a broad sense of the term, even though Liam doesn't like a lot of music that's technically in the straight-up punk realm. He's more of a hardcore punk kind of guy. And Josh has a really, really wide taste in music, it sounds like, with Morrissey being his favorite musician, Billy Bragg, stuff like that. So really, really cool podcast where they talk about music and they talk about movies and they have a lot of really cool guests on. So there's my plug for them, and I'll probably plug them a lot because I really enjoy their podcast. And yeah, so those are three podcasts you should check out, plus my other podcast, which you probably have heard if you're listening to this, unless you're stumbling across this for some other reason, which that's cool too. So I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to the theme music from my main podcast, The Farsighted, and take you out with another song by Piebald, since I led off with them. This has been Drive All Night. Like I said, short, sweet, to the point. Hopefully you hear me just about every week. Check in to find out about podcasts you may or may not have heard of, and hopefully hear from some podcasters that are kick-ass. And before I wrap up, I just want to say, please send your suggestions of podcasts that I should check out and highlight here. If you're a podcaster, reach out to me. I'd love to have you on the podcast and talk about what your podcast is about. That's all what this is about. Podcasts that you probably haven't heard of or are smaller scale. You won't be hearing me talk about WTF or Bad Christian or whatever the bigger podcasts are these days for the most part. I might highlight the things that interest me on those every once in a while, but they're not really what the focus is about. You can find those by looking at the top charts because they're all over the place. Instead, I want to highlight the hidden gems that maybe less people are listening to, but should be listening to, because some great stuff. Email me at justincharlesharlan@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell that, rather than spell it out now, you can go to farsightedblog.com and you can see my contact info there. You can also hit me up at the Farsighted or at the Painted Man on Twitter. Farsighted being my website and other podcast, and the website that's going to host this podcast or is hosting this podcast, as well as The Painted Man being my personal account. I have a bunch of other accounts and things that I'm working on because I do too much at once. But thanks again for stopping by. I'll talk to you hopefully next week, and hopefully we'll have some more awesome podcasts for you to check out. Take care and drive all night.
You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.